December 22, 1921. Only the purpose of loving God keeps the souls open to receive the current of all His graces. The divine will is the greatest of all virtues. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made Himself seen within a dazzling light, and this light, melting into rain of light, rained down upon souls. However, many did not receive this current of light, being as though closed, and the current flew wherever it found souls open to receive it. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, the current of my grace enters into the souls who operate out of pure love. Only the purpose of loving me keeps the souls open to receive the current of all my graces. Love am I, love are they? So, they are in continuous currents for me, and I for them. On the other hand, those who operate with the human purpose are closed for me. Their current is open to all that is human, so they receive the current of what is human. One who operates with the purpose of sinning receives the current of guilt, and one who operates with a diabolical purpose receives the current of hell. The purpose in operating gives man many different shades. It transforms him into someone beautiful or into someone ugly, into light or into darkness, into sanctity or into sin. Whatever the purpose in operating is, such is man. Therefore, my current does not enter into everyone, and since it is rejected by the souls who are closed with me, it unloads itself more impetuously and abundantly upon the souls who are open." Having said this, he disappeared. But later he came back and added, "Would you be able to tell me why the sun illuminates the whole earth? Because it is much bigger than the earth. And since it is bigger, it has the capacity of covering with its light the whole circumference of the earth. If it were smaller, it would illuminate only part of it, but not all of it. Therefore, smaller things are enveloped and absorbed by bigger things. Now, my will is the greatest of all virtues. Therefore, all virtues remain as reduced and dissolved within my will. Even more, before the virtue of the sanctity of my will, the other virtues tremble out of reverence toward my will. And if without my will virtues think of doing something great, at the contact with the sanctity and power of the virtue of my will, they realize they have done nothing. And in order to give them the mark of virtues, I am forced to plunge them into the immense sea of my will. Not only has my will primacy over all, but it gives the different shades of beauty to the virtues. It places on them the divine colors, the celestial glaze, and dazzling light. Therefore, if the virtues are not covered by my will, they may be good, but not beautiful with that beauty that enraptures, enchants, and enamors heaven and earth." Then, afterwards, my sweet Jesus transported me outside of myself, and showed me how channels of waters were opening under the sea, which, opening their way underground, inundated the foundations of cities, and somewhere buildings collapsed, somewhere they made them disappear, as these chasms of water opened and swallowed them into the earth. And Jesus, all afflicted, man does not want to stop it, and my justice is forced to strike him. Many are the cities which will be struck by water, by fire and by earthquakes. And I, my love, what are you saying? You won't do that. And as I wanted to pray him, he disappeared.